For this Monday, November 10th, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin reporting. The Posey County Council on Aging is once again asking for the public's help to assemble Christmas bags for 60 senior citizens in the area. Items that they need help gathering include blankets, body washes, conditioner, and deodorant, as well as games, gloves, hats, and house slippers, and also toothbrushes and toothpaste. They have begun collecting donations, and you can drop off any items that you would like to donate to 611 West 8th Street in Mount Vernon. The last day for donations is December 12th. The town of New Harmony is now accepting applications for a full-time street and utility employee. Applicants must have a high school diploma or equivalent and a valid driver's license. The town is looking for someone with general knowledge of plumbing, electrical, carpentry, and janitorial work, as well as experience using power tools and small equipment. The job requires some heavy lifting, up to 50 pounds, along with bending and reaching. Basic computer skills are needed, and experience in general maintenance or mechanical work is a plus. Certifications in gas and water treatment are also a bonus. A pre-employment drug screen will also be required. Starting pay will depend on experience. Interested applicants can email a resume to admin@newharmony.in.gov. You can also apply in person at 520 Church Street. The town of New Harmony is an equal opportunity employer. Evansville Regional Airport is gearing up for its first ever EVV Kindness Week, inspired by Breeze Airways World Kindness Day celebration. The celebration is today through Friday, November 14th. It kicked off this past Saturday with the airport's second Saturday Stories event. This event, in partnership with Evansville Vandenberg Public Library and We Are All Philanthropists, will focus on kindness-themed story time and activities for families. Throughout the week, travelers can participate in various activities, including kindness walks, for posting notes and being greeted by kindness ambassadors. EVV Crew Dogs, the therapy dog team, will also be present to spread joy. Local nonprofits will be featured each day to promote kindness and share their missions. Organizations include the Evansville Police Foundation, Honor Flight of Southern Indiana, and United Way of Southwestern Indiana. Over the weekend, a local high school sports, Mount Vernon girls basketball, had their first game of the regular season on Friday at home with Harrison. The Wildcats lost 57-37. Mount Vernon girls basketball plays their next game tomorrow night at home as they take on Tecumseh. From local college sports yesterday, Evansville men's basketball won at home versus Oakland City 76-47. Connor Turnbull scored 14 points, and Joshua Hughes and Bryce Quinnett each had 13 points. The Purple Aces improved to 2-1 on the year. They returned to action on Wednesday at home against Middle Tennessee State at 7 o'clock. IU men's basketball wiped out Marquette on Sunday 100-77. The Hoosiers shot 50% from the field and 50% from three-point range as they were 14-28. Tucker DeVries led IU at 27 points, and Lamar Wilkerson scored 23 points. The Hoosiers are 2-0, and they are home against Milwaukee on Wednesday. In the NFL on Sunday, it was week 10 of the regular season, and the Indianapolis Colts put out a 31-25 overtime win over the Atlanta Falcons in Berlin, Germany. The Colts made a 44-yard field goal with 25 seconds left in regulation to tie the game. In overtime, the Colts defense stopped Atlanta on their first drive and then put together a scoring drive of 7 plays, 57 yards, that was capped off by an 8-yard Jonathan Taylor rushing touchdown. Taylor had 32 carries for 244 yards and 3 touchdowns. Tight end Tyler Warren caught 8 passes for 99 yards. Quarterback Daniel Jones finished 19-26 for 255 yards, 1 touchdown and 1 interception. The Colts improved to 8-2 overall. They are in a 3-way tie for the number 1 seed in the AFC with the Patriots and Broncos. Indianapolis is 2.5 games in front of the Jacksonville Jaguars for first place in the AFC South. The Colts will have their bye week this coming Sunday. The Chicago Bears rallied and defeated the New York Giants at home 24-20. The Bears outscored the Giants 14-3 in the fourth quarter. Chicago quarterback Caleb Williams had a 17-yard rushing touchdown with 1:47 remaining to take a 24-20 lead. Williams rushed for 63 yards and that touchdown. He was 20-36 passing for 220 yards and 1 touchdown. The Bears are 6-3 on the season, and they travel to the Minnesota Vikings for their Week 11 game on Sunday. The 1-8 Tennessee Titans and the 3-6 Cincinnati Bengals had their bye week yesterday. Coming up this evening on Monday Night Football, it's the 5-2-1 Green Bay Packers hosting the 6-2 Philadelphia Eagles at 7:15. That's news and sports for this Monday, November 10th. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the news anytime online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Redman. Have a great Monday. Your weather forecast is next.